from inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios. I'm Tom Arese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. New Mexico State Police continue their investigation into a double fatal head-on crash on New Mexico Highway 2 near Crockett Road in Chavez County on Sunday. According to police reports, a 2003 Oldsmobile Bravada SUV driven by a 33-year-old man from Roswell was traveling southbound on New Mexico Highway 2 as the driver attempted to pass another vehicle in the opposing northbound lane. The Oldsmobile collided head-on into a northbound 2009 Ford Focus passenger vehicle. The Ford vehicle caught fire and became engulfed in flames. A 17-year-old female driver and a 12-year-old female passenger died at the scene. Both were students at Dexter Consolidated Schools. James Salas, the school board president, says,
"From what I understand, the school has already set up to have grief counselors available for students and staff to help deal with the tragic loss of two of our students."
State police report that the driver of the other vehicle sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Road construction on the old Catherine Highway has begun. Jason Burns, the road supervisor for Eddy County, tells us more about it.
This is our second project for the NMDOT alternate routes that we keep talking about. It's going to run all the way from the intersection of Derrick Road to Black River Village.
And what type of work will be done on that highway?
It's going to be a combination of reclaiming and process place compact, paving, and chip seal.
Burns asked that motorists beware of road crews and follow signage instructions for the project that will last about 30 days. 37-year-old Robert Irvin Joseph Harvey of Hobbs was arrested and charged on March the 30th with one count of criminal sexual contact. According to a Lee County Sheriff's Office criminal complaint, an 11-year-old female victim allegedly accused him of inappropriately touching her while her mother was at work. According to reports, the incident allegedly happened between November of last year and February of this year. It was a special night on Monday when Carlsbad native and former caveman Trevor Rogers towed the mound for the Miami Marlins against the St. Louis Cardinals. Art students at Carlsbad High were given extra credit for creating Trevor Rogers' art project, says English teacher Chancey Allen.
They made posters. So we have posters in every building on the high school. They did such an amazing job. I posted it on Facebook. It blew me away.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arese.